Back before gold was discovered in the Sierra foothills, there were some 200,000 acres of wetlands around San Francisco Bay. That number is now down to about 40,000 acres, a decline that is the primary reason for Measure AA, explains Bridget McCormick, executive director for Audubon California, a leading backer of that primary ballot proposition.
The whole purpose behind Measure AA is to reverse this trend of declining wetlands by raising enough money, about $500 million, to restore wetlands throughout the Bay.
The measure would do that with a $12 annual parcel tax on every property in the nine Bay Area counties, which must collectively approve that new 20-year assessment by a two-thirds majority. McCormick cites three main reasons why it is needed now.
We've reached a critical tipping point in terms of the amount of wetlands that we have. Number two, we have areas that have been identified all over the Bay Area that are ripe for restoration. And knowing how prices go in the Bay Area, this is a great time to seek those places out and to restore them. And number three, we know that the impacts of climate change are going to be felt soon, if not already. And wetland restoration and the work that we're going to be doing through Measure A will help mitigate that.
Measure AA has been put forward by a new regional group created by the state legislature back in 2008 called the San Francisco Bay Restoration Authority, which would then be responsible for disbursing the funds collected through the parcel tax. And that worries Dan Drummond, executive director of the Sonoma County Taxpayers Association.
The primary concern is that you have this new regional authority that has no accountability to voters, and this authority is going to be overseeing the spending of $500 million of funds that Measure A is supposed to raise.
McCormick says that shouldn't be a problem.
It includes local elected officials from around the Bay Area, and all of its actions are going to be transparent and subject to state and open meeting laws.
But Drummond is not persuaded.
They may be elected officials in a different capacity, but they're not elected for this particular job. And in fact, they're appointed by the board of directors of ABAG, and those officials who are also elected officials are not elected for that position. They're too appointed. So you've got a board that is at least two steps removed from voters. The fact that they may, in their other roles, hold elected positions is irrelevant, frankly.
He's further concerned that the preference of Sonoma County's electorate could be overwhelmed by the votes from our more populous southern neighbors.
Certainly a two-thirds vote presents a challenge to proponents of any particular measure. On the other hand, this requires two-thirds votes of the nine counties as a whole, not of any individual county. So if Sonoma County voters, for example, were to disapprove this measure, we could easily be outvoted by Santa Clara or San Mateo County.
The opposition to Measure AA, Drummond acknowledges, is scattered throughout the region, poorly funded, and not particularly coordinated. Quite the opposite of the initiative's advocates, which could explain why McCormick and her allies are already thinking beyond June 7th.
The thinking is that this is the beginning. We know that $500 million, believe it or not, isn't enough money to do all the restoration that we need, but this will help us get the ball rolling. And with this funding in place and with these projects in place, we'll be able to seek out different sources of funding from different entities.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.